President Cyril Ramaphosa is out in the UK selling South Africa as a great investment destination. Remember, he's looking to raise some $100 billion worth of foreign direct investment over a five-year period. And of course, that mission started last year when he took over as president. It seems opportune for us to get a sense of what the investment trends are in the country currently and whether South Africa has done enough at a policy level to attract more funds. And of course, we are on the eve of the Presidential Investment Summit that's set to take place sometime in November. Well, to discuss the issues further, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Bowman. He's the Managing Director at Deal Leaders Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Andrew. We've had a couple of positive announcements around FDI, like PepsiCo's buying up of Pioneer Foods, and more recently, the Israeli consortium getting the go-ahead to conclude its purchase of dairy producer Clover. But broadly speaking, what are the trends that you've observed in terms of FDI in South Africa? Are there any particular sectors that are currently looking hot? Is the interest steady or declining?
I'd say in certain sectors it's definitely hot. An example there would be ICT or certain industrials. And I think it all comes down to global competitiveness. So I think, we all often forget as South Africans that everything is relative. So somebody operating out of Europe is facing their own challenges with the likes of a Brexit. So, in something where there is scale and growth and the rand cost can be leveraged, there's definitely opportunity. I think in certain asset-heavy industries like construction and, one looking at the trends, things are, have slowed down significantly. Clearly, there isn't going to be material investment in those types of industries. So, it's unfortunately one of those that depends on the industry. But, we're still seeing a steady interest from the international markets at an FDI level on some of those industries that are highlighted.
What sort of investors are scouting, not just South Africa, but the continent? Are they institutional, private equity? What kind of investor? And what are the basic minimum requirements in terms of attractiveness for investment?
Well, to answer the first part of your question, it's a mix. There's definitely certain global private equity funds that are investing heavily in emerging markets, including South and Southern Africa. We're also seeing a lot of trade investors, so large multinational companies that are looking to grow their own markets and also to diversify their own risks and capitalize on opportunities. From a foreign investor perspective, the key criteria always is growth. So if you look at particularly in Sub-Saharan and Northern Africa, there are some really, really exciting markets with almost double-digit growth, which in many parts of the developed world is pretty much unheard of. So that's a big element. The governance is clearly a big driver, and I think that's why South Africa, despite our pessimistic outlook, I think there's still a lot of attractiveness to the robustness of our financial framework or financial institution framework. And then as I mentioned earlier, if you look at certain industries, the ability for foreign investors to export either skills or products, in industries where you've got highly qualified people that get paid in rands and you can export those services in US dollars or euros is one element, as well as at a manufacturing level, in certain industries, the Chinese market is not as aggressive and competitive at a pricing level as it used to be. And, one has to take logistics into account. So often we are well placed to service global markets.
Presumably South African assets, whatever they may be, they should look quite attractive from a valuation perspective. We've had several years of subpar growth and, of course, the lack of confidence that's gone with it. Surely that should make South African assets attractive right now.
They definitely are. I think, we often deal with business owners where, to do the conversion, it's only X euros or X dollars. I think what has to be piggybacked off that is what are the revenue streams denominated in? So the target could be attractive. If it's generating rand, then one has to compare like with like. Obviously, if you've got a South African company that has got some export capabilities, then that's hugely attractive. But, to answer your question, there's definitely good value in the marketplace, and it's definitely a buyer's market currently.
So as I mentioned, the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, is out in the UK today. He's continuing with his campaign to drum up foreign investment. Of course, he was pumping up the African Continental Free Trade Agreement and the broad benefits that will be drawn from it. And specifically on South Africa, he was talking about how modern our economy is. We have great institutions, of course, admitting that, you know, we're still dealing with cleaning up the corruption of the past. But of course, talking about institutions like the judiciary and so on. But from your interactions with outside investors, how will they have taken on that speech, and what detail would they really be looking to see, you know, to be interested?
Yeah, so look, I mean, everything that was mentioned by the president is, you know, 100% accepted by the marketplace. I think one almost has to go a level deeper, you know, to look at the specific industries. And, you know, there's a few elements that if I look at certain, you know, foreign acquirers that we've dealt with over the years, the ease of doing business is one element. And I know we've improved in the rankings, but I still think there's you know, a lot of work needs to be done from that perspective. And I think a lot more clarity needs to be provided around BE and transformation.
Yes.
You know, it's really making it an attractive opportunity for foreign investors to come in and almost position us in a way that it isn't another, you know, punitive structure that, you know, foreign investors are coming in very, very cautiously or not coming in at all and giving us some great, you know, investment opportunities. So I think the rhetoric is 100% spot on. There's a lot of work that's got to be done, you know, kind of the rubber to road,
yes,
implementation and practicalities that, you know, so kind of the checks we're writing at a high level, we can cash at a granular level.
We learned that the ANC National Executive Committee, in essence, agreed to Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's latest economic plan, although areas around labour still remain contentious. How do you think this sort of thing will be calibrated by potential investors, as we always hear people complaining about policy certainty?
It's definitely around that. You know, you've hit the nail on the head. It's about a direction. You know, I think, you know, experienced investors, and if we look at developing economies around the world, they've all got their challenges. I think it's the ability to put the, you know, a stake in the ground and start moving forward from there. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's risk versus reward. And, you know, foreign investors just want to know what all the risks are.
Mm.
So if they are going to look at an opportunity, they can basically price for it. So I think, you know, to date, there's been lots and lots of variables and uncertainty. You know, hopefully these types of interventions by the president and, you know, the ANC's plan to re-stimulate the economy are all, you know, kegs that start getting this big machine working, because, you know, so many industries in South Africa are dependent on state investment.
Yes.
And we forget how many businesses are actually reliant on that. And we see it in a lot of our clients' numbers. You know, there's so much potential. There's these huge pipelines, but, you know, someone's got to press the go button.
Mm.
And, you know, that hasn't happened.
I like that, the go button. And then what about the Presidential Investment Conference scheduled to happen in November? What are your expectations around that?
I think a more practical plan. I think it's really around one, you know, what does the investment framework need to look like? But more importantly, then what happens? You know, I love that whole analogy of so what? So we're attracting, you know, all of these potential investments. What are we actually going to do with it? Because for me, it's, you know, we've got to differentiate between plugging the holes, if you like, and, you know, filling the gaps versus re-stimulating the momentum of the economy.
Hmm.
So I think, you know, if we can get certain clarity, and then I think, as I mentioned earlier, the alignment of how somebody coming in who's kind of buys into what the president is selling, and now they want to invest, you know, how do they find good targets? How do we find those right buyers? And how do we help them align their own drivers to what this economy needs, be it employment, be it growth, be it diversification, you know, all of those things. And are we making it as attractive at every level,
yes,
as we actually can? Because you look at a lot of other economies, you know, those economies are very attractive and it's very easy to do business. And there's a lot of tax breaks or holidays, if you like, in inverted commas, to encourage people to invest heavily,
yes,
and give them time to kind of dig their heels in and create that momentum.
Andrew, thank you very much for your time and insights. That was Andrew Bowman. He's the Managing Director at Deal Leaders Africa.